This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Sudanese protest organizers rallied their supporters to gather Monday outside of an army headquarters in Khartoum. Here's one protester.
We will remain here until our demands are met. The first is to give power to the citizens, to hold the criminals accountable, to hand Bashir over to the international court, or to bring him to justice here in the country.
Organizers said there was an attempt to break the days-long sit-in demonstration there. On Sunday, the military council said it would name a civilian prime minister and cabinet to run the country, but would not name a civilian to the office of president. Longtime President Omar al-Bashir was ousted last week in a military coup. Washington, D.C. expects Attorney General William Barr could disclose the much-anticipated Special Counsel Russia report this week. U.S. President Donald Trump claimed again Monday that he is already exonerated of wrongdoing linked to the 2016 election after Barr submitted a summary of Robert Mueller's nearly 400-page report on Russian meddling aimed at helping him win. The operator of Japan's Fukushima nuclear power plant began removing fuel rods Monday from one of the three reactors that melted down in 2011. The Tokyo Electric Power Company said workers started removing the first of the used and unused fuel units from a cooling pool at Reactor 3. The operation was more than 4 years behind schedule. Tornadoes killed at least five people across the southern United States Sunday. More than a dozen tornadoes were reported across the region from Texas to Alabama, with severe weather affecting more than 100 million people. At least three children were among those killed Sunday, and nearly 6,000 flights across the U.S. canceled. This is VOA News. A U.S. Congresswoman is responding after President Donald Trump tweeted a video about her on Friday. AP correspondent Matt Small has more.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar says it has to stop. The Minnesota Democrat's been getting numerous death threats, referring to a video tweeted Friday by President Trump that purports to show her being dismissive of the 2001 terrorist attacks. Her plea follows an announcement by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who says she's taken steps to ensure Omar's safety while also calling on the president to remove the video. Matt Small, Washington.
The U.S. president's daughter and White House senior advisor Ivanka Trump is in Ethiopia. She's promoting a $50 million initiative enacted by her father in February that's aimed at encouraging women's employment in developing countries. Trump met Ethiopia's president, Sahle Zoude, the country's first woman to hold office, at the National Palace Monday. The two later took part in a meeting with delegates from the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, where Trump announced the launch of the United States Women's Global Development and Prosperity Initiative in Africa.
Women remain the greatest under-tapped resources in the world. As governments, we must recognize that women often face legal barriers as well as cultural barriers to their free and full economic participation.
During her visit to Addis Ababa, Trump also honored the victims of the Ethiopian Airlines crash that occurred soon after takeoff in March 2019. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he's ready for a fourth summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to help salvage faltering nuclear negotiations between Washington and Pyongyang. AP correspondent Zaria Shakali reports.
Moon's comments came after Kim over the weekend issued his harshest criticism yet over South Korea's diplomatic role, accusing Seoul of acting like an overstepping mediator and demanding that it diverge from Washington to support the North position more strongly. Moon met Kim three times last year and also brokered nuclear talks between Washington and Pyongyang following tensions created by North's nuclear and missile tests and the exchange of war threats between Kim and President Donald Trump. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a gunman opened fire at a wedding, killing five people and wounding 15 before he fled the scene. Authorities say they're not aware of a motive for the attack Sunday in Khost province. Also Sunday, at least seven children were killed and 10 others wounded when an unexploded mortar shell detonated in the eastern province of Laghman. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.